This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli military on Wednesday released a video it said showed Israeli forces operating in Khan Yunis City in Gaza. Israeli forces were operating in the heart of southern Gaza's largest city for the first time, its military said in a statement on Wednesday evening, adding soldiers have begun targeting raids in central Khan Yunis, which the statement identified as a symbol of Hamas's military and administrative rule. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. President Joe Biden is again urging Congress to approve tens of billions of dollars in more aid for Ukraine, saying it simply cannot wait. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It's stunning that we've gotten to this point in the first place.
The president says the U.S. has run out of money to keep helping Ukraine fight Vladimir Putin's Russians, and Kyiv will suffer if the GOP does not authorize more aid.
Republicans in Congress are willing to give Putin the greatest gift he could hope for.
The president's aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other security needs faces stiff resistance on Capitol Hill, with some Republicans insisting on big border policy changes in exchange. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Justice Department says four Russian men accused of torturing an American during the invasion of Ukraine have been charged with war crimes in a first-of-its-kind case. It's the first prosecution against members of the Russian armed forces in connection with atrocities during Moscow's war against Ukraine, and it's the first time the Justice Department has brought charges under a nearly 30-year-old statute that makes it a crime to subject an American to torture or inhumane treatment during a war. This is VOA News. The United States said on Wednesday it was grounding its military fleet of V-22 Osprey aircraft after a fatal crash last week off the coast of Japan that killed eight people on board. U.S. Air Force Special Operations Command said in a statement, quote, preliminary investigation information indicates a potential material failure caused the mishap, but the underlying cause of the failure is unknown at this time. The tilt rotor aircraft crashed during a routine training mission last week off Yakushima Island. Nigerian President Bola Tinubu has ordered security agencies and state authorities to conduct a thorough investigation into the bombing of Muslim worshippers at a village in northern Kaduna State on Sunday. Timothy Obuzu reports from the Nigerian capital, Abuja.
The Nigerian military said an unmanned aerial device en routine patrol wrongly profiled and bombed local villagers in Tundunbiri village Sunday night when they gathered to celebrate Maulud, the birthday of the Muslim prophet Muhammad. Nigeria's National Emergency Management Agency announced that 85 people died, mostly women and children, and said 66 others were seriously injured. But locals say the death toll could be higher and say many bodies were severely mutilated. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
A shooting on a college campus in Las Vegas on Wednesday left at least three people dead before the bloodshed ended with the suspect's own death, authorities said. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Three people were killed in a shooting at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas on Wednesday. That's according to authorities who said the shooter is also dead. But it remained unclear whether the suspect was shot dead by police or committed suicide. A university police spokesperson said that after receiving a call reporting an active shooter on the school's main campus, law enforcement officers, quote, immediately responded and engaged the suspect. The Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department said there was no longer any threat to the community, but the main UNLV campus and other branches of the university were being closed for the day out of an abundance of caution.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. A U.S. citizen has been charged in the western state of Arizona over online posts that allegedly incited what police describe as a religiously motivated terrorist attack in Australia a year ago in which six people died. Officials said on Wednesday FBI agents arrested 58-year-old Donald Day Jr. last week on a U.S. charge that alleged he incited the violence through comments he posted online. Download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.